rocks.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Boy, you got a pretty mouth. It's 7:40. Good morning, everybody.
You stay away.
I like all your teeth in your face. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're growing. They want to grow with you at Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Your topic for today, what are you, quote, too old for, but still enjoy regardless? All right, age is just a number. You shouldn't worry. Don't get hung up on it. But according to standard society, what are you too old for, but you still enjoy? Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Just look around my basement, dude. My entire basement.
Yours is. Your basement slash Amazon purchase history is right there.
I got a racing steering wheel in front of me that I think my wife looks at and is just like...
Well, see, now, I think video games, that's interesting you brought that up, because that's kind of... It's weird. You and I have a feeling, are going to be gaming when we're old. Like, there's going to be old folks' homes.
Some 90-year-old guys.
Yeah. I mean, think about old folks' homes 30, 40 years from now, all right? When we're there, 70s, 80s years old. We grew up playing video games. It's not something that don't become less fun. I bet you all the old folks' homes in the future all have gaming systems. You know what I mean?
Hey, Brock, come over and bring your Super Mario over, and we'll have some snacks and a sleepover.
Did you turn into Sean Connery when you got over?
This is my old guy.
Yes, you can play some Super Mario. Yes.
But seriously, think about that, though. Dude, if I'm older and I'm in an old folks' home, just give me some booze, give me my pills, and let me play Super Mario Bros., man.
Yeah, you know, they're passing time right now with MeTV. I think it's going to be a little bit better when we're older. At least we got some gaming to do.
Yeah. You know, old folks back in the day had to sit on rocking chairs and whittle. F that, bro.
Not to mention, when we're that old, gaming's going to be sweet.
Dude, you imagine you and I being like 80 years old, all right, in our own VR pods? Like, dude, this is going to be so great. This is going to be so cool.
This is not that bad.
No.
You know?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
It's not that bad.
All the drugs we're going to be taking at that point are going to be top notch. I'm talking like the best old people drugs, man. Top notch.
I don't feel a damn thing.
Yeah, dude, our joints are going to feel great. Everything. It's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. If we make it that far. If we don't cash out by like 60, 65, we'll see. But
which is probably going to happen. But
I didn't really have a specific answer for this. Something that I'm too old for but still enjoy regardless. Because I think you and I kind of fall in the same thing. It's just general foolishness, if that makes sense. Like, I own a mini bike. All right, I'm probably too old to have a mini bike and ride that around, okay? Just horsing around. Fireworks, I'm probably too old to be getting as excited as I do for the 4th of July and spending the money I do on fireworks. But that's the thing. I think it's a mindset. So I think just my general presence, I'm probably too old to be acting the way I am, but I still enjoy
it. The mini bikes is probably the one for you, but still, dude, anybody who gets on the mini bike is like, yes, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for
buying
that.
Even your dad. Your dad gets giddy when I bring that thing over, man. It's great.
Dude, he walks around. Okay, my dad has created some incredible things, but he'll still walk around that mini bike and be like, dude, this is
great.
Sweet. This thing's cool.
I'm still waiting for him to try and, you know, like, bore that thing out and give me an extra, like, 85 horsepower.
He will.
The other day, so I think I was talking to you about this, but you know what I was doing last night? I was looking for couches that would fit in the back of my truck.
Come on.
Because you know what I miss? Dude, back in high school, we had the one farm truck that literally just had a couch in the back. Like, that was it. Yeah. That was always, and that one even was great. There. Sit back there, crack open a few beers, you back it right up to the campfire. It's the way to do it.
Friday night lights, man.
Yeah, it's great. And maybe I'm too old for it. You know, maybe I'm at that point. But right now, I don't feel it. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Call that number, too, if you have a couch that'll fit in the back of my truck. What are you, quote, too old for, but still enjoy it regardless? We got a ton of great comments on Facebook. I want to hear from you. We'll be back with more of the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:51, Brock Hunter.
Oh, right.
Are we too old to be quoting movies, but we still enjoy it?
Probably not. Never too old.
Your topic of the day today, as always, brought to you by Specialite Decatur in Benton Township. What are you, quote, too old for, but still enjoy regardless, all right?
I just thought of one.
What?
I thought of one. I still cut the crust off my peanut butter and jelly, Brock.
All right, that's embarrassing. You should not have brought that up.
That's embarrassing.
You are too. Just eat the crust, for God's sakes.
You are softer than that bread.
What is wrong with you? I don't want the crust. It's gross.
I don't want it.
Mom, cut the crust off. let's see. Linda said she's too old to collect rocks and beach glass, but still enjoys it. I don't think you're too old for that.
No. I've never looked at somebody like a child looking at you collecting beach glass.
Are you going to go put that in a jar on your bedpost? What are you doing? Bobby said building model cars and airplanes.
That just sounds awesome.
I don't think you're too old for that. If you're just sitting in there sniffing the glue, then you are too old for that.
It's too old for that. Did you ever used to do that? Put together the old model cars?
I loved it. And I'm mad at myself for not having the patience to do it more. Kiki got me a 71 Charger model not terribly long ago. And I started, but I think
the old ones where you had to paint.
Oh, you had to paint everything. Yeah. And I'm mad at myself. Now, I bet you if I were to do it now. Actually, it's funny you bring that up. I think I might get some for the. I mean, dude, we got another little lockdown coming up in Christmas, you know, the holidays. Yeah. It's a perfect time to do it, man. Yeah. You'll get a couple.
Those things used to be everywhere, man. Come in those little boxes. I forgot about those.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they were great, man.
Dodge
all those
Viper. I think I put together a Viper one.
I probably had a Viper at one point, too. So, yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff. That and the glue. So that's great.
Thanks for bringing me back, whoever that was.
George said playing in the snow. You're never too old to play in the snow. All right? Come on now.
I mean, 65-year-old George doing snow angels, I might say something, but I might join him as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What are you, quote, too old for but still enjoy regardless? Let's see. Melissa said Twister, the game. My body doesn't bend like that anymore. I gave up on that a long time ago. Long time ago.
Turns into from Twister to Backbreaker after the age of 35.
Red Hand Blue. I can't do it. Let's see. Billy Denton said imaginary friends. Okay, let's check on Billy when we get a chance here.
Billy.
Voices. Billy. Yeah, when does it go from imaginary friends to voices in your head? There's that fine line. You know, when we're kids, it's great. Like, oh, yeah, this is my imaginary friend.
Hey, he's got an imaginary friend. But when you hit puberty, I think it's puberty.
Yeah, 34-year-old, like, oh, yeah, this is my imaginary friend, Timmy. All right, you're a psycho.
God, what are we doing? He's still talking to Timmy.
Let's see. Whitney said she's, quote, too old for but still enjoys my old boy band CDs. Throwing that in sync and just lose yourself.
Bye.
Yeah, you put on Hanson. That's still good stuff, though. Still good.
Oom-bop, dude. Remember that? Oom-bop.
Yeah. Oh, God. Classic, man. Actually, my favorite one was Man from Milwaukee. Yes, I just quoted another Hanson song other than Oom-bop.
It's still on your playlist, isn't it?
Hell yeah, man. It's a good song. You know, when I was younger, I wouldn't have been caught dead listening to Hanson. But now, as an older man, I'm like, you know what? They're talented young guys.
You know? You can appreciate them a little bit more.
I can appreciate it now, yeah.
Didn't our wives just go see
Hanson? Our wives just went. Yeah, a couple years ago, they were up in Grand Rapids, and our wives, I think I paid good money for my wife to go see Hanson.
Oom-bopped her way up to GR.
She oom-bopped her way into the bedroom that night. I don't care if she was all...
She was oom-bopping later that night.
She was all revved up, but Hanson got her all hot and bothered, man. She was...
Nice.
She was, she went and saw a man in Milwaukee after that. I tell you what, that's so dumb. Oh my God. You know, a lot of people.
Did you have to put on a blonde wig? Is it?
Oh, I had it on already. Yeah.
Do some oom-bop.
Yeah. Oom-bop, dap, 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 dap. Love it. A lot of people, a lot of people said they are, quote, too old for it, but still enjoy anyway, cartoons. There's a lot of people saying cartoons. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this past weekend, I got up early. Even on the weekend, I'm getting up pretty early. And I had the thought of, man, I used to watch Looney Tunes. Oh, yeah, YouTube's a thing now. So it's just YouTube Looney Tunes.
That's great.
It's great.
It's great. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would think, like, you watch it now and you're like, it's not going to be as good. Like, because I'm not a kid. No. I'm telling you, throw it on.
Still stands the test of time. Absolutely. It works. Yeah. Dave said he's too old for it, but he still enjoys it regardless. Naps. did never apologize for enjoying naps. Man. It's the great. I want to go back to young me. All right, back in elementary school when we had to lay on those blue and red mats that we all had, and we would all be so mad, like, I don't want to take a nap. Naps suck. Dude.
Still got mine.
I want to go back to that young man and be like, you shut your mouth. You shut your stupid little mouth that you take that nap, because there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day where that's going to be the greatest part of your day is that nap.
Oh, absolutely. Naps are nature, man.
Dude. I'm grouchy when I don't get my nap, okay?
Absolutely. Don't feel bad about that. You suck on that thumb and you take a nap.
Dude, there's nothing better. Get a nice carb-loaded lunch and just curl up in that blanket.
Especially in the winter when it's cold, and there's not much out. It's getting dark early anyway. Hell with it.
Kick your socks off and you just, nap time. God, you get a carb heavy lunch, you pop one off, and then you take a nap. I'm telling you, you're living the right life at that point.
You're passing out with it still in your hand.
Dude, fantastic. In your own mess. Just you got mustard on your shirt, you're sitting in your own filth, and you just nap time. God, I love it. If younger me only knew how I would be at 34 years old.
Let's go pop one off and take a nap.
Let's just take a nap. All right. Well, on that note, that horrible note, let's get out of here. We'll be back with more WIRX.